Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. This is the time of year where you take a closer look at the craft beer industry, and you're seeing growth and increased volatility.
That's a good way to basically put it for the craft brew industry right now. And this is a special report we have. We do annually in MIBiz. Our editor, Joe Boomgard, really heads this up. And we just take a look at this industry and where it is and where it's going. And if you look back over the last 5 to 10 years, there's been just tremendous growth in the craft beer, craft brewing industry. But maybe that growth has, I don't know if plateaued is the proper word, but it's definitely not growing as fast. Just throw some numbers at you. Last year, Michigan's craft brewers sold more than 603,000 barrels of beer within the state. That's almost a 10% increase over the year from the year before, and that data that comes to us from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. And that growth for craft brewers comes as beer sales overall in Michigan declined about 2% from the year before. Nationally, and this is the interesting statistic, craft beer garnered about a 12.7% market share. And the number of craft brewers in the U.S. has more than doubled since 2012, and right now it's about a $26 billion industry. Yes, that's real money. You know, the old adage, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon it's real money. Well, in the last decade plus, this has grown to a $26 billion industry. Now, the interesting part is, while the industry nationally continued to grow, for about the third year in a row, that growth is decelerating. It's not growing as quickly. And there's your craft brewers that's within its local market. There's the regional brewers such as Bell's and Founders that have their local market. And then they sell around the state and across state lines and into other states. So bottom line, it's an industry that's continuing to grow, but the competition is getting stiffer. It's a little bit of volatile. There's a little bit of volatility out there. And right now, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, or you're just starting out, you can expect maybe a little tougher competition than perhaps if you had started out a few years ago.
Something we are all dealing with, and it is front and center in all of our lives, it's cybersecurity and the threats that we as individuals and corporations face every day.
Yeah, this is a growing issue, and we've talked about it here a number of times, Patrick. Cybersecurity, if you're a small business, medium or large business, this should be a top-of-the-mind issue for you. And there was a survey, US Signal, here in Grand Rapids, that's an IT provider here in town, surveyed some IT professionals back a few months ago. And 4 in 10, 40% of the survey respondents said they had at least one security incident during the last year. 13% couldn't even say whether they had experienced problems. And that was kind of a real eye-opener. 13%, they weren't even sure if they had had a cyber breach or some kind of a system hack. These are stats that within the survey by U.S. Signal that show that those cybersecurity threats are indeed growing. You hear about these big hacks, the Target a few years ago, when the hack occurred right at the Christmas shopping season against Target. We've heard many more. Personal privacy and data issues are becoming more and more prevalent for people. They're thinking about this more. And for small businesses or businesses of any size, when I talk to the professionals who are out there in the field, and they say they're seeing this every day, the ransomware, the malware attacks, the phishing emails that are going into businesses, and companies have to stay on top of this.
What is the greatest concern with all of this? When you're saying 13% of those surveyed did not even know that they had been attacked, what are the real issues here? And what are the costs attached to these cyber threats?
Well, they're big costs. You're talking about not only costs of dealing with the issue, such as if you have a ransomware attack, if I can pronounce that properly this morning. If you have a ransomware attack, there's a cost to that of getting your business shut down until you can get that data back. Ransomware is where somebody hacks into your system, they encrypt your data, and then they demand payment. And you either have to pay them to release your data, or you've got to go through a process and hopefully get a consultant in and an IT provider who can break that and get you your data back and get your business up and running. So there's the disruption. There's the cost of dealing with it. There's potential liability if you have a security breach and you have customers whose data is compromised. Bottom line, there's a report that IBM and an organization up in Traverse City called the Poneman Institute put out each year, and they look at the cost of data breaches, and they do this by survey. And for 2017, the average cost of a data breach in the U.S. was $7.3 million. Now, that's across companies of all size, but it gives you a little bit indication of that this is a serious issue. This could be very costly to your business if you're not protected.
Well, one business that's keeping its eye on its data but is expanding its out-of-state network, Priority Health, a deal with Cigna Corporation.
Yeah, this is an interesting deal. It is something that many health insurers across the country do. And if you're a Priority Health customer, you've got a network within the state of doctors and hospitals and care providers. But what if you're traveling? What if you're out of state? You're on traveling for business. You're on vacation. For some folks, I face this in our family, you have a dependent who's going to college out of state. How good is your coverage out of state? So Priority has been aware of this, obviously, and been hearing from its clientele, and just recently signed an agreement with Cigna Corporation. Cigna is one of the big national health insurance carriers. Basically, if you're out of state and you need to see a doctor or have to go into a hospital, your coverage by Priority Health is good at any of those care providers that are in Cigna's network. Now, previously, Priority Health has dealt with this issue with the organization where it used that care network, had about 500,000 doctors across the nation. The deal with Cigna doubles that care network that you can access across the nation. So it'll be interesting to see if Priority Health can use this to now try to penetrate that market of businesses that are based here in the state and have satellite offices such as Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, or elsewhere around the country. Because the lack of a good, robust network has been kind of a point that has not been a good selling point for Priority. But now here's a new, broader network Priority can offer those businesses that have those out-of-state employees.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you.